This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on the 29th of October. He emphasized that the revelation that high Canadian officials deliberately leaked unfounded insinuations to the international media confirms India's view of the current Canadian government's political agenda and behavioral pattern. He cautioned that such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties. On the issue of border disengagement, the ministry stated that verification patrolling have commenced under mutually agreed terms between India and China in Demchok and Debsang regions. The spokesperson said that the final phase of disengagement was agreed upon between India and China on the 21st of October. He further said that relevant dialogue mechanisms at the level of foreign ministers and other officials will be used to stabilize and rebuild bilateral relations with China, as agreed at the recent leaders' meeting in Kazan. On US sanctions on Indian entities, the spokesperson highlighted that India has a robust legal and regulatory framework on strategic trade and non-proliferation controls. He underlined that India is also a member of three key multilateral non-proliferation export control regimes, the WSNR arrangement, the Australia Group and the Missile Technology Control Regime. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated the commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Thailand, Maris Sangyam Pongsa, who is on a four-day visit to India today, met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the Thai Foreign Minister's visit for the Royal Katrina ceremony exemplifies the long-standing historical and cultural relations between the two countries. They discuss India-Thailand ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15 Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Yong in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi late this evening. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra tomorrow. The Union Minister will also address three election rallies at Dhal Bumgar in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simria in Chatra tomorrow. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists have been killed in an ongoing gunfight with security forces in Halkan Gully area of South Kashmir's Anandnag district this afternoon. According to social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the operation was launched by police and security forces after receiving a specific input about the presence of some terrorists in the area. In cricket, New Zealand were 171 for 9 in the second innings at stumps on day 2 of the third and final test match against India at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. After conceding a lead of 28 runs, New Zealand now have an overall lead of 143 runs. Will Young scored a half century for New Zealand. For India, Ravindra Jadeja took 4 wickets, while Ravichandran Ashwin took 3, Washington Sundar and Akash Deep took 1 wicket each. The portals of Gangotri Dham, one of the 4 Char Dhams in Uttarakhand, have been closed for the winter on the occasion of Annakoot Festival in Uttarkashi district today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.